Let's go to Emily Brannigan on line two. Hi, Emily. You need help.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. What do you need help finding?
I need help finding my husband's wedding ring. He lost it down on Inchidonny Beach on the weekend of the 23rd of May. We were at a wedding and it was day two and it was stunning weather, so everyone went for a swim. And, of course, your hands get smaller when they get freezing in the water, and his ring just slipped off his finger in the water. But we did attempt to look for it, but couldn't see it. So it's like a silver, thick enough men's wedding band. It has kind of our initials engraved on the inside as well. So it's just more a call out to see if anyone comes across it. It would be great. I don't know if I can give my number over the radio or anything, but...
If you wish, that's no problem, but I'm not sure. I tell you what, look, rather than get, just in case you get any prank calls or anything, we'll do the work for you. If anyone has a metal detector, that's what you're looking for.
Yes.
Now, can I just ask you, did this happen at high tide or low tide?
It was high tide, like the tide was in and they were up to kind of their waist, I'd say, and then it just dropped into the water and they had a good look. And then even we waited for the tide to go out and we had a look. But
so it's on the sand then between high water and low water. So it's definitely in the sand. You don't have to go diving for it all the time, no?
No, like when the tide went out, we went out looking, but, you know, we didn't have a metal detector at the time. So if it was under a bit of sand, it would be impossible to... see it. So we kind of want to go back down possibly this weekend and with a metal detector hopefully have a bit more luck. We're kind of trying to reach out to see if anyone has a metal detector this weekend we could borrow as well.
Okay, and we'll definitely get some family passes for any person who finds that ring, because that's a treasured possession. If it's any consolation, the same thing happened to me.
Oh, okay. Are you still happily married?
Yes.
Great.
I had a kind of I admired a wedding ring. It was kind of a knot. And the guy, completely unknown to me, I don't know how he found out by finger size, which was pretty large, but turned up one day and he said, now there's two of them in the country. He had it specially made for himself and I wore it and loved it. And we were away on holidays and the resort we were staying in had these sailing boats you could take out. That'll do me. Just the job at St. Andrews. Out I went. A couple of cocktails in, I suppose, that hour of the day. And sailing around and I was tacking, which is changing direction in the wind. And the ropes were flapping around. One of the ropes caught the ring and poof, gone.
Aww.
Now, this was well below the low water mark.
Spent
a couple of days snorkeling with masks and everything, but no sign. Look, the good thing in your case is that at that level of water, it's pretty shallow. It probably would have dropped straight down and lodged itself in the sand.
You have
a fair, I wouldn't say good, but you have a fair chance that the that a metal detector would find it. So if anyone has a metal detector and can help, call us. And we'd love to get pictures of the ring up on our socials if and when you find it. If you don't find it, what are you going to do?
I don't know. We've gotten a little cheap replacement one because his hand, you feel weird not wearing it now. So we've gotten just a replacement, but it is kind of a special one.
Yeah, but the replacement one wasn't at your ceremony. It wasn't at the wedding. That's why the...
No, exactly. I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it a simple band? You said it's a simple, thick male wedding band.
Yeah, silver band. Kind of has like a brushed effect on it. And then on the inside, it has like the date of our wedding and our initials. So,
okay, yeah. And did you take what a navigator would call triangulation? Do you know the exact spot? You know, when you go back there and things look a bit different the following day. Do you know the rough area, maybe to 10 metres or something?
No, kind of the rough area. So... again, it was like really nice weather, so it was all, you know where the public toilets are up behind the beach, and there's a big staircase down towards the beach, down onto the beach. We were sitting just up, like if you kept walking towards the sea, we were sitting there, and then they just walked in from there. So it's kind of at that area of the beach,
And
down from that big staircase.
Did he notice it straight away, so you have a good idea where the area is?
Yeah, he noticed it slip off, and they were yeah, rooting around in the sand, but they could have been pushing it there, or, you know, moving it around. So,
okay, look, so something that may go in your favour is that the beach is going to be jammed today. So any listeners that are on that beach today, it's Inchidani Beach, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And you were at a wedding at Dunmore House the day before, not your own wedding, of
yeah.
course.
Not our own.
So we're looking for a metal detector. We're looking for people to have a look for the silver band with a brushed effect. When did you get married?
The 8th of June, 2024.
Okay, so he's well used to wearing it now and misses it.
Yeah, and that's the date on the inside of the ring. So it's 08-06-24.
08-06-24. The date is there, yeah. So that will prove ownership. Yeah. So please, yeah. If anyone has a metal detector and can help us, or get the metal detector to Emily and her husband, give us a call on 0818-104-106. And we will do our very best to find that ring. We'll make it our mission.
No, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Very good, Emily. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a million. Bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Lost wedding ring. If you can help, please do get in touch on 0818-104-106. Now, before the end of the programme, we'll open the lines. We're not going to do it just now. But staying in West Cork, staying near Inchidani and heading into Clonakilty, the West Cork Model Railway Village, Ireland's only model village and a highly rated family heritage attraction. In Clonakilty, in beautiful West Cork, it features an intricate, handcrafted replica of the historic West Cork railway line, local towns it served as well during the 1940s. The miniature village displays fully working G-gauge miniature trains, meandering through highly detailed 1940s replicas of four West Cork towns, Clonakilty, Kinsale, Bandon and Dunmanway. And those miniature buildings are handcrafted on site using resin and fiberglass. So great to visit if you don't win the tickets. Visitors can pilot remote control boats in a mini Kinsale harbour. You can operate mini diggers and you can follow seasonal treasure trails. So much more to do than when I visited maybe 20 years ago. There's a popular 30-minute audio guided tour as well aboard a full-sized choo-choo train. And this will take you right through the real town, the full-sized town of Clonakilty. So that one we'll open the lines for towards the end of the programme. Colin is on line one. Morning, Colin. Oh, he's not there yet. Not there yet, but we will get him up. And here's a text on the roads. Hi, Mick. The main hill up Goggins Hill has melted twice this year due to deplorable wet tar and chip surfacing. I've spent a fortune on tar removers and my alloys, my wheels, are permanently damaged. We've tried contacting councillors, etc. It seems Micheál has millions for other countries, but the roads in Ireland are in an atrocious state. Love the show, but I can't go on air, says John. TB Toolhire in touch. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Mick. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Great.
CVB Toolhire, is it? CB.
CB Toolhire in Tremor Road, yeah. We okay. normally deal with Neil, but he's off sunning himself, is he?
He is, but he'll be back on Monday.
Really? No, it was only just regarding the lady down in Clonakilty that has lost her ring, is it?
That's right, her husband's wedding ring.
Her husband's wedding ring. So look, we have an item inside the metal detector. I think she was looking for something like that. And look, we'd like to help her out if we can.
Okay, so CB Toolhire on Tremor Road. Will you do this free of charge?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well done.
We've had many a success with the likes of these metal detectors there with lotses and stuff over the years, so it's great.
Okay,
it's a good bit of kit. Yeah.
Hopefully, we can get Emily Brannigan to call in personally and collect it.
I'm sure
she'll call in and personally thank you if it's found. Otherwise, she may be able to organise someone on her behalf to bring it down, take responsibility for it, and bring it back to you. Is it a standard sort of metal detector? We all know what they look like.
It is, yeah, basic, yeah, but it's got a good depth and range, so we use it a lot here in the civils industry. So.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Colin, thank you for listening.
All right, Dick.
Thank you for your generosity and best wishes to all in CB Toolhire. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Mick.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now, that's a story we can follow with interest because maybe we get some pictures or some video of Emily scouring the beach. Emily Brannigan is back on line two. We got you a metal detector, Emily.
Hi. Yeah, that's amazing. Thanks so much.
Now, we want video and we want pictures. And especially if you find the ring, we might even have a party if you find the ring.
God, yeah, I'll definitely have a party.
We'll put you in touch with
CB Toolhire. That's so nice of him to call in. Thank you.
We'll put you in touch with Colin. You might have to make your own arrangements to collect it and drop it back. But at least you'll have the use of a professional metal detector.
Yeah.
Please keep in touch and let us know how it goes.
Will do. Thank you, and thanks, Colin.
Cheers, Emily.